Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are. My name is Mike Wilson, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy is on assignment this weekend. Hopefully, he's getting stuff done. My name, once again, is Mike Wilson, and we are joined this week by our friend of the show, Marquette Sutton. And Marquette, how you doing this morning?
Mike, I am good. I'm freezing, but I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I am certainly doing good. You ready to talk some sports?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All day.
Yeah. Well, before we get out of here real quick, give us your Twitter handle and all that kind of stuff real quick.
Or you can find me on Twitter at RealDSTM1 and also on Instagram, RealDSTM.
Excellent, excellent. You can find me at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, Michael J. Wilson. We have plenty to talk about this week, ladies and gentlemen. We have NFL free agency. We got Carson Wentz moving. We got all of the Deshaun Watson stuff. We got NBA. We got KD sitting out games. There's the Australian Open, which is usually something that Dorf talks about. But we will get to that and much more once we come back. Join us, and we will be talking about it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com. Now.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there. So, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Sanders stays in to the left of Wentz. Wentz back. Wentz looking. He's looking. He is going deep. And it is caught! Touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they came to see. DeSean Jackson on a deep ball, perfectly thrown by Carson Wentz.
Wentz back. Wentz steps up. Here comes the rush. He is going deep, and it is caught, and in for a touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they want. Give them some more DJ.
Oh, it was down the right sideline, and Wentz put it up, and DJ tracked it into his hand.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. This week, once again, we are joined by our friend of the show, Marquette Sutton, who is obviously, he is complaining about the cold wherever he is at. I am not, since I am coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, where it's about 70 degrees today, so you can be jealous all you want. But Marquette, you know, we got NFL free agency here going on, and it's like its own soap opera. You know, the first big kind of domino to fall was Wentz going from Philly, you know, Carson Wentz going from the Philadelphia Eagles to the Indianapolis Colts. Just give me your thoughts on that and maybe who got the better end of the deal, or is it something we're going to have to watch play out?
Well, I would say that the Colts got the better end of the deal, already having a playoff and, you know, a good championship run team. Adding Wentz will be phenomenal for them, you know, because that's all they really need. I think Phillip Rivers did a great job, but, you know, a little bit long in the tooth. Carson Wentz, he's younger, have a lot to prove. And also with that defense, I think that they can be primed to make a run to challenge the Chiefs, you know, for the AFC championship. But as far as the Eagles go, still looking, you know, I like Hurt. I think that he can do a lot, but again, what is his parameters? How is the offense going to be able to revolve around him to make sure that he's the focal point, to make sure that he can take that team to the next level? But the Colts, they are a ready-made team, plug and play. So I can't wait to see what Wentz is going to do with that opportunity.
Right, and you take a look at what Wentz is going back to. He's going back to his old offensive coordinator in Philly, you know, and he had a lot of success with him, and I think this fresh start for Wentz and just being with somebody in his head coach that he's very familiar with is going to help him. And I think, you know, Marquette, I think the other thing that can't be understated or, you know, overstated, understated enough, whatever you want to call it, is that he's going to have a better offensive line to play behind. I mean, let's face it, Wentz was running for his life most of the season, and that certainly played a part in his, shall we say, disintegration as an effective quarterback throughout the league, wouldn't you say?
I will totally agree with that. You know, having an offensive line like the Colts where he can just sit back, watch, make plays, I think that's an excellent opportunity for him to increase his numbers and, you know, hopefully go to the Pro Bowl. And like you said, when you're talking about that Eagles line where he was running for his life, that led to injuries, that led to a lot of insecurities in him being a quarterback. But now that you have time to sit back, watch, and develop, I'm interested to see where Wentz go. And I think, you could mark it here, I think we are talking championship team within the next 2 years. That's all I got to say.
Within the next 2 years that they're going to be – I mean, they're kind of in the conversation to get to the championship, I would say, with some people. But like you said, you got to let it play out a little bit. What did you think with the what Philly got in return for Wentz? You know, the draft picks, should they have asked for a little bit more, or was this just what the going rate in exchange for Wentz was going to be?
I mean, I think that they could have got a little more, but I think that when you talk about the injuries, when you talk about some of the uncertainties, you know, I think that was a going rate, and that was pretty fair. Now, if things pan out, again, hindsight is 20/20, but knowing what we know with Carson Wentz right now, him being benched a little bit, him having to battle for his spot, I think that was a fair trade if you look at it right now, not years past, but for this year and last year, I think it was pretty fair.
Yeah, I do as well. I mean, look, one of those draft picks is a conditional thing. It revolves around playing time and snaps with Wentz. If he gets, I think it's like 75% of the snaps or something like that, it turns into a first-round draft pick for Philly, and let's face it, Philly to me is kind of in rebuild mode. I mean, you got Jalen Hurts back there who got some playing time this year, and at times he looked good, and at times he looked like a rookie. I mean, that's just how that goes, and they let DeSean Jackson go, so he has one less weapon. He still has the same offensive line, so it's going to be interesting to see how Philly rebuilds this. They're going to need some quarterback depth. They obviously need offensive line help. So, you know, once the Eagles figure out what they're doing, I think Philly will be back within a few years, but it could be a long few years in Philly. But, you know, you talk about what you can get, you know, on the open market in return for a quarterback. We got Deshaun Watson, man. Let's talk about him a little bit. Where do you think Deshaun, does he stay in Houston? Does the administration, so to speak, in Houston kind of play hardball, or are they going to want to get rid of him?
Well, being a 49ers fan, I am saying that he should go to the 49ers if you can hear me. But when you look at Houston, they want to get something for Deshaun Watson. You know, he's young, he's still prime. He threw over 4,000 yards in the previous season. So they're going to want to get something in return for him. I think for Deshaun Watson, at this point in his career, going to a team that is prime for championship, I understand the money situation and, you know, please make your money. This is a business. However, I think when you look at teams like the 49ers, I know that the Carolina Panthers are getting thrown in the mix. But with a team like the Niners, that offense, that RPO type style that Shanahan loves to run, that will be a perfect fit for him. Now, going to the Jets, that might be tough again. When you're talking about the offensive line, him running for his life, he would be made to fit in a system where he can, you know, use his mobility and also show his arm. So, for my opinion, it's the 49ers, bias always, but also the Carolina Panthers.
Marquette, you know, when you talk about the Carolina Panthers, man, it's, and they're putting in, you know, McCaffrey is supposedly in the mix with this and three first round draft picks. What do you think about that package to try and get Deshaun? Is it too many first rounders? Do you not put, you know, McCaffrey in the mix, or what do you do?
Well, if I am the GM, I am trying to get the first round draft picks out, but I want to keep McCaffrey because he's the centerpiece of that offense. When you're talking about a mobile quarterback and a very phenomenal back who can catch out the backfield, that's what you want. You want those two to stay together. You want those two to have a great bond so that can open the passing game. Now, if you get rid of McCaffrey and also some draft picks, then he's left in a situation where it's looking like Houston again, where you have to rebuild. And then what do you get? You know, what pieces are going to be around him to help him? So too many draft picks, I don't think so, because I think you can go deep into the market to find some old veteran players. But getting rid of McCaffrey, yes, that would be too much to give up. Mike, and so if you were, you know, Houston, what would you do in a situation?
Well, first of all, that is the voice of Marquette Sutton, our special guest this week on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, I'm Mike Wilson. Andy is on assignment this weekend. But, you know, getting to your question there, Marquette, if I'm Houston, I move him. We all know that, you know, and I coached high school football, you hate distractions. Any coach at any level hates distractions. And so you don't want something like this looming over you constantly. The players answering questions about Deshaun, is he staying, is he going, every single week, every single practice. Coaches don't want to do that. So if, once again, if I'm Houston, I take the best deal that you can get, knowing full well that you probably don't get full value in return for a guy like Deshaun Watson. I know you would love him in San Francisco. My favorite team is Miami Dolphins. I would love to see him down there in South Beach throwing the rock around. But it's going to take a lot to get him away from there. But look, I mean, we'll see how this plays out. I know I hear the music in the background, Marquette, so we got to take a pause for the cause. And once again, we'll be back after these messages on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
McCaffrey, good choice. Cuts right, and it's a foot race. To the 20. They won't catch him. It is a touchdown.
Sometimes you're hot, and sometimes you're not. He's hoping that this team can rally behind him.
Fourth and two, McCaffrey's going to pass. And wide open, Martinez. How about it? Roll the dice and cash in, Panthers.
This is Dorfon Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Marcisot with a wrist shot blocked off the back glass by Orlov. Feeds it out in front to Smith and it scores! Riley Smith goals in back-to-back games! Two-on-one, leaves the shift and Stamkos at point. Point, cuts in, sweeps it on goal. Franco's looking for it, they score! Then it's sent back ahead and here comes Burakovsky moving in. He scores! Burakovsky has made it 3-0 with his second goal of the game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week once again by our friend of the show, Marquette Sutton. And this is the time of the show where I think a lot of people get educated about the game of hockey, about the game of baseball, with our special guest that we have every week in John Poulter. John, how you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Mike. How about you?
You know, it, like Andy says, it's just another day in paradise. I have to agree. It's going to be about 70 to 75 today. Clear skies. So, this is kind of top-down weather for us, but I can only assume what it's like up there in Toronto.
Well, as I look out the window of my office, it's not snowing right now, but it did snow overnight. We're looking at some sunshine, but the temperature's about 25 Fahrenheit with a wind chill that's about 18 Fahrenheit, so clearly not in the same ballpark that you're in Arizona.
Yeah, clearly not, for sure. You know, John, yesterday I'm watching the outdoor game in Lake Tahoe. It gets paused for about 8 hours because of bad ice. Are these outdoor games a good idea, or should they just kind of, you know, just keep it like a regular season game in some arena, some stadium?
I think the latter, quite frankly. When these outdoor games started, they were somewhat of a novelty. They were different. The idea was to get more fans in the stadium. Clearly, you can get more fans into a football stadium to watch a hockey game than you can into a hockey arena to watch a hockey game. We all know it's about money. On top of that, the prices were hiked, as they usually are for these special events. But I did not attend the game in Toronto here a number of years ago, but looking at the pictures and knowing the stadium, some of those players must have looked like little flies on the ice to the guys in the upper bowl. I just don't see it, quite frankly. We've had this issue with the ice in the past. We've had good weather, which causes the ice to be mushy and dangerous. We've had sunshine, which causes a problem for the goaltender that's looking into the sun, which obviously is dangerous. And then we have the opposite that we had in a Pittsburgh, and I believe it was Washington game a number of years ago where Sidney Crosby got hurt, where it was kind of a snowstorm. And, you know, what fun is that? It's novel. It takes us back to kids playing on the ponds and the lakes and outdoors and wrapping up and toques and gloves and all that kind of stuff. But quite frankly, I think it's a gimmick that's outlived its cause, and I'd like to see it go away before somebody gets badly hurt.
Yeah, John, real quick, Marquette, you know, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. John, this is our friend, you know, friend of the show, Marquette Sutton. Marquette, go ahead, buddy.
So, John, you know, with hockey and with every other sport, you know, in the whole world, how do you think the NHL is handling all the COVID issues? Do you think that they're doing a good job, or do you think that they are still time for some improvement before the end of the season?
I think a little bit of both, Marquette. And first of all, good to join you again. We have worked together a couple of times in the past. You know, I think it's they're doing a good thing in some very trying circumstances, and they're taking a lot of precautions. They're holding the players up in hotels when they're on the road, and we talked about this last week, where when you're on the road, you're either at the rink, at the hotel, or traveling between the two. So you go to a city for 3 or 4 days, and you're basically chained to the hotel and the rink. We all understand that it has to happen. Could the NHL do something a little better? Probably, and I say that only because we've seen a number of teams have a number of players on the, I'm going to call it the COVID list for lack of a better descriptive term, and it's affected the schedule. I mean, we've seen 3 or 4 teams have numerous games postponed. We've seen many teams have 1 or 2 games postponed. They've rescheduled them. Because of the way the schedule is set up, much like a baseball series, only with days off between the games, it isn't that hard to make up those games. It doesn't create a major scheduling problem. The team is already there, so instead of playing three games in 5 nights, they end up playing 3 and 4. Big deal. That can be achieved. But the mere fact that these cases still keep cropping up tells us that there is some room for improvement there. What that is, I don't know. I know some teams have been much more affected than others, but at the end of the day, everybody has to take the same precautions.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our NHL and Major League Baseball expert here. We call him Professor of Sports. John, you know, you take a look at each one of these divisions, and, you know, we got some strong teams out of the gate. I mean, we got the Bruins, your own Maple Leafs, Edmonton, you know, they're 12-8. You really haven't heard of Edmonton kind of being in the mix for a while. But tell me what you think of the division leaders and probably who could be the strongest out of all the division leaders.
Well, it's a unique situation, Mike. You know, we have this one. Called the North Division, and we refer to it here as the Canadian Division because it's the 7 Canadian teams because of the cross-border restrictions. But, you know, from a Canadian standpoint, it's really been a lot of fun to sit down and watch Canadian teams go head-to-head. I mean, there's always been a big rivalry between Toronto and Montreal. In the last 20, 25 years, Ottawa has joined into that mix. There's always been a big rivalry in any sport between the cities of Edmonton and Calgary, 180 miles away, apart in Alberta, and Vancouver comes into that. So it's great to see all of these Canadian teams playing each other. And the same thing with the States. excuse me, we're looking at teams that are geographically based. So we're looking at teams that are playing natural rivals, and we're looking at teams that are playing division rivals every night. And we all know what happens when you get division rivals playing division rivals every day. You get some pretty heated races, and you get some pretty tipsy-topsy standings. I mean, we've talked about this kind of situation in the National League Central and Major League Baseball for a number of years, where it didn't, whatever day of the week you woke up, the chances were that the team that was in first place was not in first place the day before and wouldn't be in first place the day after. We're starting to see that a little bit in hockey. I think it's great that we've got all these division rivalries going on. I think with a short, compressed schedule, I think it was the right thing to do, and I think it's made for some pretty exciting hockey. And I say that quite easily because Toronto has been in first place in their division, and it's been a long time since we've seen the Toronto Maple Leafs have the best record in the National Hockey League. So I look at it as fun. You mentioned Edmonton. They've started to creep up a little bit. They're now sitting in second place behind Toronto at 24 points, 6 points behind. They played the extra game. Edmonton had a terrible, terrible start, so they've had some catching up to do. They've done a good job catching up. On the other hand, Montreal has done the exact opposite. They were in second place and or tied with Toronto for a long time. They've lost a couple of games this week to Toronto, so all of a sudden they've now found themselves in fourth place in that division. You talk about Boston. Boston 3 points ahead of three teams, Philadelphia, Washington. It's actually four teams now. I see the Islanders have 19 points after their game yesterday. So that race is tight. The Central is pretty tight. Carolina 25, Florida 24. Chicago surprisingly in there with 22. And, of course, Tampa Bay, the best team in the league, in my opinion, somehow or other is in fourth place in that division with 21 points. Moving quickly to the West, that's that revolving division. A week ago we had Anaheim in the playoffs. They lose three in a row. All of a sudden they're in last place. St. Louis, Vegas, and the Colorado Avalanche, the three strong teams in that division. So all in all, I think it's been a good season of hockey when you look at all the circumstances.
No, I would tend to agree. And, you know, John, we'll come back. We'll talk some baseball, which is another love of yours. Make it back, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Mike Wilson, joined by my friend Marquette Sutton, and we will return after these messages.
Set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Here we go. Deep left field. Way back. Oh, the Rockies win. How do you love that?
This one's out towards center, chasing Trout back. Onto the track he goes. Leaps up, and he got it. MVP's doing MVP things tonight. Christian Yelich, it's an outstanding play. Mike Trout, the same.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I'm with Marquette Sutton, our friend of the show. Andy's on assignment this weekend. But we right now are joined by our professor of sports, John Poulter, coming all the way from Toronto, Canada, with his knowledge. John, you know, we're talking Major League Baseball now, and the trade market, you know, the ability for these teams to do trades, it seems kind of, it's not very hot right now. Is it going to heat up, or is it going to stay about the same?
Well, you're right when you say it's not very hot right now. For the most part, we're seeing your spare parts being traded for my spare parts. And I think that's likely to stay until we've got some certainty about, A, whether we're going to play a full season, and, B, what the revenues look like. And obviously what the revenues look like will depend on how the regulations are relaxed in order to get fans into the stands, because right now, teams are relying on broadcast revenue, and while that is a fixed income, it's not the same as selling tickets, and it's certainly not the same as selling concessions. I'm going to say the souvenir market is probably about where it was, because, I mean, now you're just ordering it online rather than buying it at the stadium, so I don't think that's too badly affected, but you take 50,000 people out of a baseball stadium, you take 50,000 people out of a beer line and a hot dog line, that affects your revenues. Obviously, your revenues are what drives how much you can spend, and who wants to make a long-term commitment to somebody when you don't know what your money is going to look like this year. So my gut feeling, Mike, is that it's probably going to stay much the same until we get some certainty around what the income levels look like. That's going to hurt some of these free agents. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times in that we, as we expected, a lot of these guys are going back to the places from which they came on short-term deals, probably for less dollars per year than they were expecting. For instance, Jake Arrieta went back to the Cubs this week, which technically wasn't returning to the same team, but returning to a place that he had played before. We've had Real Muto and Gregorius re-sign with the Phillies, which I think we all expected would happen. You know, for the most part, we're going to see guys coming in my opinion, on short-term contracts. Tatis, of course, the one exception, but he's an exceptional player. I guess the guy that's really surprised me that has not been signed by somebody as of yet is Jackie Bradley Jr. I mean, here's a guy that I believe is 31 years old, so he's still somewhat in the prime of his career, still has a tremendous amount to contribute to a baseball team. I'm surprised that nobody has taken a one-year fling on him, unless he's absolutely sitting back saying, no, I want to get paid for more than 1 year. We don't know those details, of course, but in answer to your question, I think it's going to remain pretty quiet until we know what the cost certainty is going to be this year.
So, John, this is Marquette. Living in the Northeast, you know, it's the Yankees, it's the Mets, and we still want to see that Dodgers and Yankees World Series. Are we primed to see it this year, or do we have to wait another year for that to happen?
Well, I beg to differ that we want to see a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, Marquette. I live in Toronto, and I'm a Blue Jays fan and have been since day one, so with respect, I have to disagree with you there. I'd like to see a Blue Jays World Series with anybody, and you can pick 15 teams. I don't really care which of those 15 teams it is. But I know where you're coming from. You're talking about the states and specifically the networks and the power, shall we say, of the Yankees and the Dodgers. I'm not sure that we're going to see it this year. I think the Dodgers and the Padres are going to just hit at each other all year. I think that's going to be a tremendous race in the National League West. In the American League East, I'm still not convinced that the Yankees are the best team there. Despite the fact that Blake Snell has gone from Tampa Bay, the way Tampa Bay turns out pitchers and brings them up through their farm system, you know that they wouldn't trade him unless they felt they had an adequate replacement in-house. I got to think Tampa Bay is still the strongest team in the American League East, and I think Kevin Cash does a wonderful job managing that team. Frankly, right now, I think that the Blue Jays are just as good as the New York Yankees. Hard to tell with the Yankees from last year because they had a tremendous number of injuries. We probably didn't see the real Yankee roster last year, but we also didn't see George Springer leading off and playing center field for the Blue Jays, and that's a big addition. So at the end of the day, I think the Dodgers and the Padres are probably 1 and 1A in terms of a National League representative, although with the Cardinals picking up Arenado, you can't keep them out of the equation. He's going to give Paul Goldschmidt a tremendous amount of protection in that batting order. Atlanta's going to be a good ball club. The Mets seem to be in never-never-land. The Philadelphia Phillies seem to be in never-never-land. I got to think that the Dodgers and the Padres are the two strongest teams in the National League, unless there's some drastic improvement in a team that I just haven't seen.
You know, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. John, you know, you mentioned the Padres, and, you know, since I live out here in the desert, you know, National League West, Padres are spending money. I mean, they spent money on Machado, now they've spent money on Tatis. What does that tell you about the Padres? What do you think of Tatis's record contract? I mean, what does it all mean from the 20,000-foot level?
Well, it tells me the Padres are serious about winning and winning now. It tells me that they recognize that they have a relatively short window and should be signing these guys and acquiring guys in trades since they have a very strong farm system. And a lot of these guys they're acquiring are proven and they're still relatively young. This is the time for them to go and get the Dodgers. They've basically forced the Dodgers to go out and sign the Trevor Bowers, to re-sign the Justin Turners and those kinds of things, just to keep up and keep pace with the Padres. So if that's the case, they've done their job. In terms of the Tatis contract, hard to tell because all of the details have not been revealed. It's a huge amount of money. I think it's 14 years on an AAV of about $24 million. I can't find any details on any of the sites that I look at that shows what the breakdown of that contract is, whether it's front-end loaded, completely evenly loaded over the 14 years, or maybe back-end loaded. You'd have to think it's not back-end loaded for a number of reasons. If a player signs a contract for that amount of money, you got to figure he wants his money guaranteed and wants it fairly early in the contract. You also have to figure that the Padres don't want a 35- or 36-year-old infielder that's perhaps breaking down, and they're still paying him $25 million a year. So probably safe to say that the contract is front-end loaded, gives the Padres a lot of flexibility because it buys out a whole bunch of his free agent years. And quite frankly, while it seems like an overpayment right now, if he continued to go at the pace that he's gone over the last year and a half in the major leagues, you'd have to think that when he became an unrestricted free agent, he'd be looking at more than $25 million a year. So, frankly, gamble on both sides. The term and the dollars surprised me a little bit for a small market team, but clearly the Padres think they're in it to win it, and that's the stance they've taken.
So, John, you know, I talk about the Yankees, but I'm really an Atlanta Braves fan. I know that sounds weird. But watching my Braves lose and almost having the World Series in their hand, what are some things that the Braves need to do in order to keep that momentum going and to hopefully get back, you know, to the series?
Well, I thought that the Braves, frankly, last year were a better team than they showed on the field. I thought they did well to get where they were, and they seemed to sort of fall off. The first round they were outstanding. The second round I thought they were in very good shape. But then all of a sudden they seem to fall off. And I got to think that what they really need still is a little bit more pitching. What team doesn't need more pitching? But I think Atlanta's probably a team that could use a little bit more pitching, certainly in the starting rotation, and losing Melanson isn't going to help them. So they've got a little bit of work to do, but they've got some good guys running that organization. We know Alex Anthopoulos quite well, of course, from his days here in Toronto. He'll put a good team together. I don't think you need to worry about that. He knows how to sign players, and he surrounds himself with good people. So I think the Braves are in good hands.
You know, John, my question is, you know, we talked about the Yankees a little bit here, and real quick, you know, Corey Kluber, who's he's no scrub in his own right. He's out to prove that it's just not Gerrit Cole and the rest of, and the rest in terms of the pitching staff. How correct is Kluber with that? I mean, overall, is that staff and for the Yankees pretty good?
I think so. Once again, you know, taking injuries out of the equation, I thought that was a pretty good team deal for Kluber. Quite frankly, I thought, given his history, for the money they were paying him, I thought they were getting good value for their money. Clearly, he's looking for a spot to put himself in a good position to negotiate a better contract a year from now, and what better stage than New York and a potential division winner to do that. So I think that's a deal that will work well for both sides, Mike.
Okay. You know, and I do too. I mean, look, I mean, Kluber, well, he's a three-time All-Star. I know he's won the Cy Young a couple of times. To you, do the Dodgers still have the best pitching staff in the major leagues, or in your opinion, is it somebody else?
Well, in terms of starting pitching, I would say just simply because of depth, you have to
right.
go with the Dodgers. My question with the Dodgers last year was the middle of the bullpen and the back end of the bullpen, because the middle of the bullpen had to get you from that starting rotation, which seemed to be a 5 or 6, maybe 7 inning assignment for most of the starters, to the bullpen. And then we had that question with Kenley Jansen, who was not the Kenley Jansen we know for the majority of last season. And there was that huge gap in the middle there that they had to find a way to get from the starting pitchers to the closer. And I don't think their closer is as strong as he used to be. I think if the Dodgers have an Achilles heel, it's the bullpen, and I think it's two pieces of the bullpen, the 7th and 8th inning guys, and Jansen, if he doesn't come back to being the Kenley Jansen that we've all come to know.
My next question is simply this. Are we going to get through the season? I mean, the vaccine's going around and people are getting vaccinated, the whole thing. But, you know, we're still not anywhere near out of the woods with this COVID crisis. What do you think with getting through a whole season?
Well, I think that's a crapshoot too, Mike. You know, we talked last year that I didn't think we'd get past the middle of August. And, you know, we ended up playing the World Series pretty much on the dates that they were penciled in when the season started in July. So clearly I was out to lunch on that one. We didn't lose that many games to COVID last year. There was that early little glitch where the Cardinals had some issues and the Miami Marlins had some issues and caused a lot of postponements and, of course, affected other teams. But at the end of the day, they got 99% of the schedule in. I think the games that weren't played were games that didn't matter. Looking at it logically, I don't see how they can get through it, but somehow or other last year they did, so maybe they know something I don't, and we'll find a way to get through it this year as well.
Yeah, hey, John, once again, it's been great talking to you. We will catch up next week, and we're looking forward to it, and have a great rest of your week, John.
Yep, thanks, guys. Always my pleasure, and look forward to chatting next week.
All right, that was John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, and we will be back right after these messages.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, and I am joined by our friend of the show, Marquette Sutton. Andy, once again, is on assignment, but... You know, look, Marquette, the first hour went by quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Too fast, man. Thank you again,
John. Too fast. Yeah, no, it did. And, you know, we haven't even talked about the NBA yet. And I know we're probably going to get to that in hour two. But what are your thoughts so far on what we've talked about, Marquette? What do you think?
Well, I'm really loving it, you know, especially the NFL portion. It is such a soap opera, you know, it's so much going on. It's who's who and what of what's going on. Also, you know, John always enlightening me with NHL. So I definitely love it. And I can't wait until hour two to talk about NBA. I got some good takes on it.
Yeah, great. Because there's a lot of takes to be taken with the NBA. Marquette, give everybody your socials and how they can get a hold of you through social media.
You can definitely find me, Marquette Sutton, at RealDSTM. That's on Instagram and also on Twitter, RealDSTM1. And if you would like, you can look me up on Facebook, Marquette, M-A-R-Q-U-E-T, Sutton. And my page is free to the public. So come and join me and let's talk sports.
Yeah, let's talk sports. And you can get a hold of me, Mike Wilson, on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. You can get a hold of Andy and I on our Dorf on Sports Facebook page, The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. You can leave us messages. We get new followers every day. We get interaction on the Facebook page. But come and join us. And look, hour one's over. Hour two is right around the bend. So, you know, stick around for a few minutes and let's talk some NBA, people. We'll talk after the break.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 61 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered so far in the United States at a rate of more than 1.5 million doses given per day. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he would like to see more than 2 million doses administered daily by the end of April. The White House's top medical advisor tells CNN that the federal government is making multiple steps towards that goal.
We're doing community vaccine centers, particularly in those areas where you have demographic groups that are generally underserved. We're putting more vaccines into pharmacies. We're using mobile units to go out into underserved areas to do that. And we're getting what's called vaccinators, people who can actually put the vaccine into people's arms. All of those things are being pushed very, very, I would say, aggressively to make sure we get those vaccines into people's arms as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for 77 of the state's 254 counties, allowing some federal assistance to come in. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says his city is in most need of plumbing supplies. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that repairing all of the burst pipes in the area is a large undertaking.
Let me just say right now, with so many homes across the city having pipes that burst because of the frigid weather and major leaks, major water damage. We need a lot of plumbing materials and supplies like right now. We have a number of licensed plumbers, but could use even more. But the main thing is that even when plumbers are going out, it's very difficult to find the necessary materials and supplies. And we are needing water as well for people across the board.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Could an Emirati princess be being held hostage by her own family? Wendy King has more details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself, no access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai.
Novak Djokovic captured his 9th Australian Open Championship Sunday, beating Daniil Medvedev in straight sets in the final. After the win, Djokovic called the tournament a roller coaster and the most emotionally challenging of his career.
It's hard to compare, but it has been definitely one of the emotionally most challenging Grand Slams that I've ever had with everything that was happening, you know, injury and off-the-court stuff, quarantines, and has been, at least to say, a roller coaster ride in the last, you know, 4 weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy 4, get the 5th one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're at, where you're listening to. I'm Mike Wilson with the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I am joined by my good friend Marquette Sutton, who's coming to us all the way from the great state of Connecticut, being a Braves fan, a 49ers fan. Holy smokes, he's spread out all over the place. Marquette, that first hour went by quick, but we got the second hour. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah, and we got NBA basketball to talk about. We got, you know, we can talk about the Australian Open at some point, even though probably you and I are not the best tennis people, but you know, we'll give it a shot. But you know, look, the NBA has a lot going on, and real quick before we go to break, how big of an NBA fan are you?
I am huge. If it's 10 out of 10, I'm probably in 11. When it comes to being a fan of the NBA, man.
Who's your team?
The LeBron James. That's my team. I am a big LeBron James fan.
LeBron James is your team. Now, you know, real quick, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, RealDSTM, and also on Twitter, RealDSTM1. Yes.
All right, very good. And when we come back, that is exactly what we're going to get into, is the NBA, LeBron and the Lakers, Brooklyn, the whole thing. So join us, stay with us. We'll be back after these messages on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
If
You owe the IRS back taxes? Don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there. So, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throw down off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
Here's the rebound. 20 seconds to go. When it's on, the leader is panic. DeRozan on the attack, plays it up. It's good!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Tim LeBron has hit it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by our friend of the show in Marquette Sutton. Andy is away from the show this weekend. I hope he's having a good time. But Marquette and I got it. We got it handled, don't we, Marquette?
Yes, we do. We got you, Andy.
We got you back, buddy. The first hour went by so quick, talking hockey, baseball, NFL free agency. Now we get into the NBA. And, you know, I don't know about you, Marquette. I mean, I'm usually, and I know Andy usually is too, a big NBA watcher. You know, we grew up on the NBA, and you know, we're going to age ourselves. I'm going to age myself at least a little bit here in the Larry Bird, Jordan, you know, the 80s, the 90s. That's when we were young bucks. But right now, I'm finding the NBA kind of a tough watch a little bit. And when Charles Barkley a couple of weeks came out and said, look,
all this league is right now is if you make threes, you're going to win. You miss threes, you're going to lose. And it's, you know, there's not a lot of defense. With what Charles said, do you agree with him, or are there parts of it that you find agreeable and then you disagree on other minutia?
Well, there are parts that I do agree with. You know, watching a game last night and a few nights ago, I'm like, wow, no one drives to the lane, no one like mid-range jumpers, but it's all about the evolution of the game. Because remember when the slam dunk was kind of outlawed in college, you know, the slam dunk was something that people kind of scoffed at because it was powerful and it just wasn't part of the norm. And I think Steph Curry, who ushered in the three-point shoot, and, you know, look, you can go to a local gym, YMCA, anywhere, everyone shooting threes. But it is part of the game, and I think, like anything, it will die down after a while, but it is a huge component in the NBA game. And I don't often agree with Charles, but on this one, I agree with him slightly in that I would love to see players taking the old school, like you said, Mike, the mid-range, you know, jumper that kind of kept a lot of players in the league for a while, and also that opened up a lot of careers, you know, for players to continue their quest for their dominance. So the three-pointer, I like it, but I think that some teams need to dial back on it in order to be successful.
You know, I do too, and, you know, look, to me, Curry, like you said, he changed the game. Like he has had a huge influence on how the NBA game and just at every level below that is played, because, you know, not everybody can dunk. Okay. I'm not a big guy at all. Never really have been. About 5'7" on a good day. There's no way, you know, there's no way I'm touching the rim. You know, me being 50 years old now, I don't even know if I can touch the net, kind of thing. but I can still shoot threes. And I think a lot of people look at Curry and they see themselves being able to do that part of the game. So, you know, it's one of those things that I do agree with you that people need to, or teams need to dial back in terms of having three-point shots go up. And I think there are some players, Marquette, quite honestly, that if they would concentrate on their mid-range game, you know, and a little bit closer into the basket, they would turn into better players and then maybe expand their game out. But I got, you know, you see too many players that you're like, why is he shooting a three, you know, kind of deal. And it kind of frustrates me, especially a lot of big guys. And I know Andy talks about Giannis shooting threes and he shouldn't be shooting threes. That kind of thing, and I tend to agree with them. What's your view on that?
Well, anytime I see a big man take a three, I cringe. You know, again, I'm a little younger than you, Mike, but, you know, I'm from the era of with big men, you know, mid-range or, you know, post-game. So when I see them, you know, stifling their game, just jacking them threes, like, no, relax. Get the ball inside. If you can't kick it out, take that mid-range jumper. There's nothing wrong with taking mid-range shots, and I think that a lot of players are escaping that. They just want to be up by 20. Well, no, look, if you win by 1, by 20, by 50, you're winning the game. And I have to agree with you. If a lot of players just take the approach of mid-range games, they will be just fine. And if you want to talk about an old-school player who I love, look at Mo Cheeks. I mean, man, yep. He wasn't going to, you know, wow you, you know, with some of his passes. You know, he's not going to shake and bake. But I'm telling you what, you get him at that mid-range game, and it's on from here. So when I talk about, you know, guys, like even, you know, Giannis, take your time. Make that mid-range game your game, because we know what you can do inside. Come in a bit. You don't need the three, and just win. It's a team game first.
Right, right. You know, when you take a look at teams that can shoot the three ball, or just have an offensive, just have offensive firepower, you got to talk about the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, there's no way of getting around that when you have KD and Kyrie and now Harden. You know, defense is kind of an afterthought. I mean, let's be honest, about that, as far as Brooklyn. But I mean, Brooklyn's going to have to play some defense to take the title. I mean, they're going to have to show a better effort on that. But offensively, there's no getting around. When everybody's healthy, that's a scary team.
Yeah, very, very, very scary. But again, like you said, and like we talk about on my show, defense wins championships, whether it's in football or basketball. You have to have defense. And again, unless you're going to put up 240 points, you know, you can't just rely on total offense. And I think, you know, like you alluded to, the Brooklyn Nets, they have a great team. We all know what Kyrie can do. We all know what James Harden, and we especially know what KD can do. But again, what's going to happen when you go up against a team like Boston, who's going to put the pressure on you? You know, how are you going to be able to really stop that flow? Or if you're talking about a team like the 76ers now, who just found their swing, what are you going to do with that approach? So defense is key, and I think they do need a rim protector. They need one more piece. And I think that Brooklyn will definitely be the team favorite to win it all.
Who's, in your opinion, who's the alpha on Brooklyn? I tend to think it's KD, because if I need a bucket and a guy can move without the ball, I think KD moves without the ball better than the other two guys. But who's your alpha, in your opinion, on Brooklyn?
I agree with you. KD is the alpha. You know, when you're talking about offense and defense, KD, he can bring you that presence on offense. It's hard to stop him. I mean, 7 feet. And then on defense, you know, you saw what he did, you know, against LeBron James in the championship. So KD, he is one of the skilled players on that team and probably the alpha on the team. But when you're talking about the glue of the team, I think you're James Harden. James Harden, he's used to playing with KD, played with him in the past. He never played with Kyrie, but he played with a player similar to Kyrie in the sense of, you know, needing the ball in Russell Westbrook. So James Harden is the glue, but the alpha of the team would have to be KD, and he will probably be the alpha on any team that LeBron James is not on, because he's just that dominant when it comes to being an NBA player.
Right. And, you know, when we talk about these teams that have, you know, offensive firepower, you know, look at Philadelphia and what Joel Embiid has done. Now, in the past, I'll be quite honest, Marquette, like, I've been critical of him because it's just he has that attitude like, look, I'm going to, you know, one night I could put up 50, the other night I could put up 15. And I've questioned his work ethic a little bit, but this year we've seen a different Embiid. We've seen an in-shape Embiid. We've seen someone that, by all reports, is taking care of his body and nutrition, and he's dominating on the court. Like, to me, he's the best. He could arguably be the best big man down low on the post in the NBA.
You know, I was like you. I was very critical of Joel Embiid. You know, I thought that he wasn't putting his team first. I thought that he was taking very ill-advised shots. But this year, you know, you watch him play a game that we all know he can play. But, you know, some of that has to go to Doc Rivers. The way Doc Rivers has transitioned that team, you know, telling Ben Simmons, listen, you might not be able to shoot here, but we need you on defense. And Doc Rivers has a great track history of working with the bigs. You know, when you talk about DeAndre Jordan, even when you talk about KG, just the way he's, you know, provides to his team, just the way he's able to bring his team together. And we all knew that 76ers team had something, but Doc said, hey, let me plug it in. Let me show you what we can be. And for Joel Embiid to drop 50 a few nights ago, I was amazed. You know, like you, I was like, hey, I would love to see this night in and night out. You know, you don't have to give us 50, but again, you continue to be dominant, and that team is going to go far. And it can challenge the Nets if they're consistent.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I hear the music in the background, and that means we got to get out of here for, you know, I got to pay the bills a little bit. But we will be back here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Mike Wilson. My tag team partner in crime today is Marquette Sutton. And we will be back after these messages.
Philadelphia, chance to go up double digits. They led by 11 in the first quarter. Embiid for three. Yes, sir! That is a big one, Joel Embiid.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why?
This is Dorf on Sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
Well, that sounded like my Friday night, but I won't get into that. It's either here or there. But this is the weekend edition of the Dorf on Sports radio extravaganza. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by Marquette Sutton, who is, by all accounts, a big NBA fan. We were talking NBA in the first day. We're going to continue talking about the NBA here. And, you know, we've talked about Philly. We talked about Brooklyn and Joel Embiid. You know, Marquette, I'm a Celtic guy. I have been since I was a wee little kid, ride and die with their team. I'm not a bandwagon jumper or anything like that. If the Celtics suck, I'm in a bad mood or, you know, but if they're good, everything is just grand. But right now they are about as average as you can get. And I know every Celtic fan around the country is a little frustrated with what they've seen. What is your take on Boston?
Well, you know, it's usually one of those things where before All-Star break, I don't give much credence to it. I'm like, you know, All-Star break. After that, that's when teams will play. But watching this Boston team, I really thought that they will be clicking on all cylinders now. Brad Stevens is a wonderful coach. I think he has done a phenomenal job with the Celtics and what they have, and throwing a Kyrie and just Boston news in general. However, I am like yourself. I'm pretty perplexed by the Celtics. I'm wondering, how are they going to find their rhythm? You know, what does that look like with the emergence of the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets? Will the Celtics find a way to be competitive in the East, or will they slide down? And I'm thinking that Boston will be able to make that run, but it won't be as dynamic as we would like. You know, Jason Tatum, he's done a phenomenal job with Boston, but I'm just not understanding what they need. And I don't know, maybe adding another big man can help, and, you know, moving some of those pieces. They have a lot of guards, you know. One of my favorite guards was from my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut, Tremont Waters. He's on the Boston Celtics, but I think they need that strong, you know, aggressive big man. Like,
yeah, no, I would tend to agree. And the one thing that my son and I talk about, because he's, you know, I've brainwashed him enough where he's a Celtic fan now, and you know, he likes to talk about Boston and what's going on, and he's disappointed as well. But the one thing that I keep reminding him of is that Marcus Smart, you know, he's been injured, and let's face it, Marcus Smart, at least to my son and I, he's the heart and soul of that team. He gives up his body, he plays defense, he's kind of like, he's the guy that if somebody goes after one of the Celtics, he's the guy that steps in and is like, yeah, not today. No, you're not going after JT or Jaylen Brown or anything like that. He's kind of there, a little bit of an enforcer. However, the other thing that I always kind of harken back to with the Celtics is that lack of an aggressive big man. Okay. Like, and like you said, if they could have a guy on the post that they could get, give them 12 and 10, you know, 12 points, 10 rebounds a game, 15 and 10 or whatever, I'd be ecstatic with that, because now that opens up everything else for Jaylen Brown. It opens up everything for Tatum and everybody else that, you know, on that team that likes to shoot threes. But I don't know if that is in the DNA of the team, of the administration there, to have a big man, just because of the way the game is played now, with, you know, the three ball being so centric to most teams. The other thing that I think is causing Boston, it causes me headaches every time I see them. They get up big, they give back the lead, they get careless with the ball. Turnovers. I mean, it just drives me crazy. There is at least a couple of stretches in every one of these games where they get lazy with the ball. They don't take care of it, and it costs them the lead. So, you know, it's been a frustrating year to watch my Celtics.
Yeah, I can definitely understand. Again, living in the Northeast, I'm watching Boston and New York sports quite a bit. Now, to your point, when you said adding a big man who had that, you know, tenacity and that fire, DeMarcus Cousins is he's out there for you guys. You know, I think offensively he can add something for you guys. I think what he can bring is that fire, as you know. Now, many people are saying, well, don't go for him because he's injury prone. You know, his best years are behind him. But I beg to differ. If you put him on that Boston team where he can develop his game, he can take his time, I think he can provide the 20 and 10 that you guys may need. Again, you know, I know it's a three-point game, but when you have a player like that and you're going inside, it's hard to stop. And I think that Brad Stevens, again, I love Brad Stevens because he does a phenomenal job of coaching. So get Boogie Cousins. I would love for you guys to get Boogie and see if that can help. I think it will be a small addition to helping you guys win.
No, I would tend to agree as well. I mean, look, I mean, he has one of the best nicknames in the business in Boogie, to say the least. But, you know, when you talk about guys that are out there that are just balling right now, Damian Lillard. Okay. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon. And, you know, growing up, there were great teams in Portland. There were high flying teams, but with this team, I mean, it's Lillard's team. It's Lillard's world up there in Portland. But he's just flat out probably the best player in the NBA playing right at this moment.
I love Dame time, as he liked to call it. A good friend of mine, he's like a brother, Chris G. He is a Portland Trailblazer fan. And what Dame has done with Portland, I mean, my goodness. I think that the market has a lot to do with it. I think a lot of people aren't looking at it because it's not in a big market. But night in and night out, you know, Dame's going to give you his best. And I would love to see him get a chip. I know he's probably not going to be Portland, but the way he has been playing, the way he has been in the MVP conversation, you can't deny that. You know, you can't deny what he has brought to that team. And he is a huge contributor, you know, to even the Western Conference. You know, it's hard to play against that Portland Trail Blazers team because, you know, if Dame is on the floor, you're going to have to lace him up and you're going to have to play ball all night. So I definitely agree with you. But also, MVP, when you talk MVP, man, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and right there, Damian Lillard, he's right in this conversation.
He absolutely needs to be in the conversation with MVP. Now, you know, you made a reference to the small market in Portland, and that is something that does play a part in the voting for it. But at some point, you know, a guy like Dame needs his recognition. Not that he doesn't get it, but, you know, he needs to be in that conversation with the MVP candidates, like you said, like the Joels, the LeBrons, the Kawhis. You know, all those kind of guys, because he's that type of player. You know, all my family and friends back home in Portland, all they do is wear Dame time shirts and jerseys. So we'll see how that happens. But I hear the music. We got to take a break. And Marquette Sutton and myself, Mike Wilson, we will be back right after this.
Inbound in front court. No timeouts remaining. Here's Curry for three. Thompson for three, and that'll wrap it. The Boston Celtics with a dramatic win over the defending champion, Golden State Warriors.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business. So it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World!
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Leonard, a hole! That is a man's jam! Kawhi Leonard to the rack!
Tired of hearing him berate them.
Oh, Chris Middleton!
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton. Wow.
There's something likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music. And not make any wrong moves.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week by our friend of the show, Marquette Sutton, a big NBA fan as well as I am. Andy is on vacation, on assignment, whatever you want to call it, but he will be back next week as well. So, anyways, look, Marquette, we're going to stick with the NBA here. We just finished talking about the Blazers and Damian Lillard up there in Portland. But look, the number one seed right now is the Utah Jazz. And they talk about a small market team that I don't think is getting enough recognition right now for what they've been doing. Talk to me about your thoughts with the Utah Jazz.
Well, the Utah Jazz are playing the way that I thought they would, you know, coming out hot. You know, I think last year was an indicator of how good they can be, and they continue that quest of dominance. And when you're talking about Mitchell, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, he's just been playing lights out since he came into the league. And I think that he is a perfect candidate for that team because he, coming out of college, not a lot of fanfare. Then he goes to Utah, where it's small market, not a lot of fanfare, but he's been competitive in the Western Conference since he's been with the Utah Jazz. So I'm really impressed. But, you know, again, Western Conference basketball, it takes a toll on you. So I'm wondering, can they hold that? You know, Mike, do you think that the Utah Jazz can keep that, or do you think that it's going to fizzle out as time goes on?
Well, look, you know, my thoughts with the West is, you know, it's a gauntlet of teams. I mean, to me, the Western Conference is so much better than the Eastern Conference in terms of the quality of teams out West. Can Utah hold on? Yeah, they can certainly hold on if everything stays the same and there's no, you know, minus any major injuries to like Spider-Man or, you know, Gobert, you know, anybody like that. But they have a rim protector. They have a rim protector that can score. They got, you know, Donovan Mitchell. They got a guy that can put up, you know, monster numbers in a very quick amount of time. And then they got role players that know their role, that aren't trying to do more than what they are capable of doing. So yeah, Utah can hold on to it. And do do what they need to do in the playoffs. But look, playoff basketball is a completely different animal. It's a completely different type of season when it gets to the playoffs. You know, the team that I'm a little disappointed in is the Denver Nuggets. You know, Denver Nuggets, you know, they're above 500. I mean, look, they're 16 and 13. They're 7.5 games back of the Jazz. They're 8-6 at home. They're 8-7 away. They're kind of average, to say the least. But I expected more out of Denver based on what we saw in the bubble last season.
You know, when you're talking about that gauntlet, you know, last year I think that the Denver Nuggets, they did a great job, you know, taking out the Clippers and just being persistent through and through. But when you talk about that hangover from the previous years, it can take a toll on you, especially if you've never been there. And then you add on another component like the bubble, which really, really weighed you down. So I think that the Nuggets will be okay, shake off the rust, get a little rest. But one team that I am happy to see in the top five spot is the Phoenix Suns. And as you know, last year the Phoenix Suns, they did a great job in the bubble, but just didn't have enough. But with the addition of Chris Paul, man, wow, I am so impressed. And I can't wait to see how, you know, Devin Booker continues to grow with a veteran like Chris Paul.
Right, yeah. And, you know, to be quite honest, I was rather lukewarm on the whole Chris Paul trade and how he was going to fit in. You know, he's in his mid-30s now, and, you know, I always wondered just how much was in the tank for him. I mean, he's a great leader. He's a great vet. He's a great leader. And it looks like so far, I mean, the Suns are at 19-10. You got a lot of, you know, there is some buzz around here in Phoenix about this team, and I don't remember the last time there was a lot of buzz about the Phoenix Suns, you know, since we got out of the Steve Nash era. I mean, there just hasn't been, because they've been so bad. I think some of the credit deserves to go to head coach Monty Williams. You know, we talked about coaches, you know, changing the culture of a team and the mindset, like you said, with Doc Rivers. I think Monty over the last couple of seasons has kind of done the same thing. And you look at what Booker's been able to do, as long as he doesn't, you know, as long as he doesn't get into that mess called the Kardashians too much, I think he's going to be okay. I was not a fan of his when I learned. I'm like, you dating a Kardashian? Are you just looking to kill your career? Or like, what are you doing? But you know, they have some pieces, and DeAndre Ayton, you see it out of Ayton, you know, more to me, more this year than you did last year in terms of having more consistent play, more solid play, playing like a big man down low. I mean, he's 7'1". He's not 300 pounds or anything like that, but he can move. He can run the floor. He kind of has that Joel Embiid. We just need to see more consistency. We need to see more of you kind of acting like you care on the court and dominating guys down low, because I think the big man is the lost skill, at least down on the block in the NBA.
You know, I know Boston would love, and I'm sorry, Mike, to have a guy like DeAndre Ayton who can really just put it in a whole old school. Not a huge guy, but he brings that tenacity to your team. And a team like Phoenix, I've been rooting and raving about them for the past 2 years, and to see where they are right now, I think it's phenomenal. But also for Chris Paul, I think, you know, we look at Chris Paul and people kind of put other players in front of him, but when you have that leadership of a veteran, you can see how they can bring that fire out of a team. And, you know, definitely in Arizona where it is hot, but having a guy like that to help these younger guys and to develop them and to help them further along their career, it says a lot about Chris Paul. But also, like you said, it says a lot about Monty Williams. So I can't wait to see what they bring in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they bring. I mean, they could finish like they're in the four spot right now. They could finish anywhere between 4-6, maybe 7 at worst. I think right now, if injuries just stay away, you know, and everything's equal, There is some hope that maybe Phoenix can get out of the first round. I mean, I don't think they're not going to win the title or anything like that, but they can start taking these steps towards being a conference legit finals contender. So we'll see what happens, but you know, let's talk about your team, the LeBrons there in Los Angeles. Yeah. being a Celtic guy, anytime the Lakers lose, it's a good day. So, you know, it's one of those things with me, but talk to me about what you've seen out of your Lakers so far this year.
Well, I really like the consistency that the Lakers are playing with, you know, not having AD, you know, of course, that is a bit of an eye opener and it's kind of in itself sad. However, he gets a rest, you know, take his time. But then you also get to see the emergence and the other players stepping up to a role that they should, you know. And I think that having guys like Dennis Schroeder, you know, having, again, LeBron James bringing that team and say, hey, let's relax. We've been here before. Let's take our time. And just playing out the season, because I think a lot of teams, they come out hot and then they fizzle out. But I'm not really worried about the Lakers as much as I am worried about AD's health. Because, again, having an injury like that, you know, hopefully it's not an ACL. Hopefully it's not too serious. But getting him in the rotation and not rushing him. You know, we've seen what Golden State did with KD, and it really hurt him. So really want them to take their time. But, Mike, you know, I know you're a Celtics fan, but I still got the Lakers winning it all, man.
That's okay. I mean, we talked about the Celtics earlier and their struggles. And, you know, you guys got – a lot of talent out there in Los Angeles. So I wouldn't be shocked by that. Let me ask you this. Look, the San Antonio Spurs are sitting in the sixth spot at 16-11. Is this Popovich's best coaching that we've seen to get a team like San Antonio, who, I don't know, Andy and I always talk about, you couldn't name all the starting five on San Antonio if you tried.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think Pop is just saying, hey, listen, I'm going to play old school. It's kind of like Belichick, you know, in a sense of, you know, playing his system, you will win. So Pop, like, I got the guys who are in my system who are going to win. And for him to still be competitive in the Western Conference says a lot about his coaching prowess. So, yes, man, this is probably his best job that we saw without a superstar, per se, on the San Antonio Spurs. So, Pop is winning.
Yeah, Doc, Pop, they're both winning. Because you take a look at that Southwest division, they're the only playoff team right now. That just tells you kind of how weak that division kind of is. And talk about weak so far, it's the Dallas Mavericks, man. I don't think anybody saw them being 13-15 at this point in the season. I think a lot of people had Dallas, you know, towards the top of the Western Conference, didn't they?
Definitely. You know, now you got a healthy Porzingis, so to speak, and then you got Luka coming back, and he was the MVP favorite. But seeing how they've been struggling this year, it's kind of mind-boggling. You know, are they going to be able to get out of that hole? But again, playing in the Western Conference is very tough to play. And if you're not ready. And then you got the San Antonio Spurs, who, again, they don't have many superstars, but they have the coach and they have the team to get it done.
So who do you see in the end coming out of the Western Conference?
Oh, the Lakers. The Lakers. Come on. Okay. You know what LP is going to bring us. You know how that's going to turn out. So LeBron James, he's going to go, man, and win another title.
Okay, who comes out of the East?
If they can stay together and play together, the Brooklyn Nets. Come on. But now the Lakers got it.
Look, we get to June or, you know, whenever the finals are going to be. I'm sure you're going to say the Lakers are going to be able to take Brooklyn, or I don't know. Would Brooklyn be able to take the Lakers down?
The Brooklyn Nets, they're going to have a lot to prove. So the Lakers, they've been there before. They know how to play. The Brooklyn Nets, man, again, we're talking about defense. Are they going to be able to become a defensive team before it's too late?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And there's the music as we go to break. My name is Mike Wilson. My partner in crime today is Marquette Sutton. And we will be back after these messages on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Andersen, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final part of the show. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by Marquette Sutton today, who, you know, I know he's had a great time today talking NBA as much as he has and baseball and educating himself on the NHL, but we're at that final take of the show. Marquette, once again, give everybody your socials and then let's hear what you got to say.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at RealDSTM and also on Twitter, RealDSTM1. And I just want to say, Mike, I had a great time. Andy, if you're listening, thanks. It's always a pleasure to come on here and, you know, talk sports with you guys. But two things I want to say. LeBron James will win another chip, and Tom Brady is the GOAT. That's all I got to say, Mike.
Is that, you're just going to leave it at that. Well, my final take is that I hope the Lakers don't win the title, just being a Celtic guy. But look, my final take is just to enjoy – you know, all the sports that are going on right now, and you just sit back and, you know, we didn't even talk about Djokovic winning the Aussie Open, you know, in tennis, and congratulations to him. It's his ninth Aussie Open title, his 18th Grand Slam overall. It gets him closer to Federer, it gets him closer to Rafa, and I know that Andy is just kind of smiling right now that I'm actually talking tennis, but, you know, look, my final take is you got to enjoy greatness, and the Joker is the greatness right now in tennis. Like I said, his ninth Aussie title. So it's one of those things that you just kind of tip your cap, you raise a glass, and just appreciate what we have to watch, whether it's tennis, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL. There's greatness all around us. Even in the middle of a pandemic, we still get to see it. But for Marquette, Sutton, and John Poulter, and Scotty behind the glass, my name is Mike Wilson. This was the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. See you next weekend, everybody. Take care.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.